Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll be listening to A Tribute to Kenny Wheeler, presented by Earshot Jazz and recorded just last Monday at the Royal Room in Seattle. The all-star quintet includes Ingrid Jensen trumpet, Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Jeffrey Keezer at the piano, Martin Wind on bass, and John Wiekan on drums, plus vocalist Katie Jacobson. Kenny Wheeler was born in Toronto but lived in London most of his life. As a trumpet and flugelhorn player and composer, he recorded many albums for the ECM label. Nate Chenin of the New York Times described Kenny Wheeler as a quietly influential artist whose music doesn't really clamor for attention. He recorded numerous albums for ECM, most of them featuring his own compositions, which he once described as soppy romantic ballads with a bit of chaos. Kenny Wheeler was also a valued educator at the Banff Center for the Arts in Alberta, as well as at the Royal Academy of Music in London, where he was the founding patron of Junior Jazz, a program for teenagers. Kenny Wheeler's last recording has just been issued on the ECM label, Songs for Quintet, recorded in 2013, just 9 months before his passing last September at the age of 84. Kenny Wheeler's music ranges from lyrical, singable melodies to surging, freewheeling experimentalism, but it has at its core a romantic lyricism. You'll hear that range in this performance, recorded last Monday at the Royal Room in Seattle, some of which will also be featured on an upcoming Jazz Night in America on NPR. The Royal Room was at capacity as Ingrid Jensen, Steve Tressler, Jeffrey Keezer, Martin Wind, and John Wiekan took the stage to open with this Kenny Wheeler composition, Old Time.
Thank you.
Music by Kenny Wheeler, a composition titled Old Time. Played by this ensemble, including Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Steve Tressler, tenor sax, Jeffrey Keyser at the piano, Martin Wind on bass, and John Wecon on drums. And it's coming to you from the Royal Room in Seattle on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. The quintet is now joined by vocalist Katie Jacobson for more music by Kenny Wheeler in this tribute. This piece is called 5-4-6.
Oh, Jeffrey Kieser on piano. And John Weekon on the drums. Thank you so much for being here tonight. This is a really special night for us to honor the life and the legacy and the music of the great Kenny Wheeler, who's been an enormous inspiration on Ingrid and in myself. So we opened with a piece of his that was entitled Old Time, one that's not particularly well known, and that last one was a piece entitled 546. Huge thanks to the Royal Room for having us here, to Earshot, KPLU, NPR, Jim Wilkie, John Gilbreth, all these folks who made this event happen. So, we are going to continue with a piece from Kenny's album, Angel Song. This is Kind Folk.
Very beautiful and atmospheric piece composed by Kenny Wheeler titled Kind Folk. Part of this tribute to Kenny Wheeler recorded in performance at the Royal Room in Seattle. With Ingrid Jensen, trumpet, Steve Tressler, tenor sax, Jeffrey Keezer at the piano, Martin Wynn, bass, and John Weekan on drums, and the voice of Katie Jacobson. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Back to the stage at the Royal Room again for a couple of compositions by Kenny Wheeler, the first of which is titled simply Gentle Peace.
On vocals. Good job, Katie.
Katie Jacobson, featured vocalist there with the quintet in this tribute to Kenny Wheeler. We heard two pieces in that set, Gentle Peace and Old Ballad, both compositions by Kenny Wheeler. With Ingrid Jensen trumpet, Steve Tressler, tenor sax, Jeffrey Keyser at the piano, Martin Wynn bass, and John Wiecon on drums at the Royal Room in Seattle. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here to introduce the last piece and perhaps Kenny Wheeler's best-known composition, here's Ingrid Jensen.
So we're thrilled to be here, and I just want you to help me in thanking this guy, Steve Tressler, for putting it all together. What started as like just a little idea to do a jam session with some Kenny Wheeler tunes turned into this. Record date and a live recording and all that. So can't do it without the team, the Village, the amazing band. Please give it up for John Wiecon on the drums. The amazing, the incomparable, the beautiful Mr. Martin Wynn on bass. And we are so, so, so spoiled to get this person here with us for more than a day of Lionel Hamptoning in Idaho the other day. We got to steal him west again. Northwest, sorry. This is Jeffrey Keyser, of course, on the piano. Here's a little ditty of Kenny's I Deranged. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. I told you things would get weird. In a good way. That is the song of Kenny Wheeler's that I've been playing probably since, I think it's one of the first songs I tried to play, like when I was 16 years old and had about an octave and a half range and was listening to Kenny play all over the trumpet like a madman. And it's called Everybody's Song But My Own, which will be on the record.
Ingrid Jensen and her remarks about this tune, Everybody's Song But My Own, composed by Kenny Wheeler. And her reference to It'll Be On The Record refers to the fact that there was a studio date that was done while the band was in Seattle, and that is the basis for the forthcoming recording. Also, it may include some of these live performances as well. At an Earshot Festival concert in Seattle in 1999, Kenny Wheeler played that song in a duo with pianist Kenny Werner, after which the pianist remarked, "It's the standard you never knew. If everybody knew this song, everybody would play it before Stella by Starlight." To which the composer, Kenny Wheeler, remarked, "It's now owned by so many people that it's now called Everybody Owns My Song But Me." Our thanks to Ingrid Jensen, Steve Tressler, Jeffrey Keyser, Martin Wynn, John Wecon, and Katie Jacobson for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks to John Gilbreth of Earshot Jazz and to Josie Holtzman and Patrick Jaran Watan Anand of NPR Music's Jazz Night in America for permission to share this music with you on Jazz Northwest on KPLU. Thanks also to The Royal Room, Wayne Horvitz, and Brad Ruda for house sound and assistance with recording this show. Lots of great live jazz coming up in the Seattle area, including Ann Hampton Calloway at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble at Seattle Art Museum on Thursday, the Seattle Jazz Experience featuring the Julian Lage Trio on Friday, and Kneebody on Saturday at the Cornish Playhouse at Seattle Center, Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea at the Moore Theater on Saturday, and the North Bend Jazz Walk with over two dozen bands on Saturday night. For more information, see the KPLU Jazz Calendar or the Earshot Jazz Calendar at earshot.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley.